أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
گزشتہ
Huzur says that continuing with the subject of the sermon last time, with reference to various verses of the Holy Quran, I am going to say something more about the attribute of Allah Ar-Razzaq, the Provider. I mentioned in my last sermon that Allah Almighty says that I am the one who provides everything to you, and not only to human beings but all types of creation who are in need of who feel hungry and they are in need of food. And so far as human beings are concerned, being the best of the creation, they are in need of physical food and also the spiritual food. A mu'min, a believer, Allah Almighty says that if you depend on Allah Almighty and act upon His commands and keep the quality of righteousness, then Allah Almighty is going to provide from such ways about which a non-believer cannot even imagine. I received many letters, Ahmadis write to me, in which various people living in various countries, the Ahmadis living in various countries, they have experienced their own, they have mentioned their own experiences with Allah Almighty, that how Allah Almighty in so many ways, in different ways, blesses their business and continues to do so sometime it so happens that in certain business or in there is no hope of much profit in that venture, but Allah Almighty blesses that unexpectedly, and much greater than the imagination they get the profit of that. And those writers, they say that this has further strengthened and increased our faith. The fact is that a true believer, this is the quality of a true believer, that whenever Allah Almighty blesses him with a favor, that he should always be turning to God Almighty, becoming grateful to Allah Almighty. And this is how she should be, because a mu'min has the full perception of the fact that وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ, that whosoever is going to be grateful, then the benefit of this gratefulness will come to that person, to that person who is grateful. And this should be the distinction of a true believer. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he prayed for his progeny to be provided with the various provisions, then he also prayed along with that at that very time that they should also remain always thankful to you, grateful to you, as Allah Almighty also mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَرْزُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ, that you grant them the fruits as the provision and the food so that they should be very grateful to you. So therefore, whenever there is a blessing in business, in your commerce, in your trade, in your agriculture, all these things are actually the fruits which are the means of increase in your provision. And when a mu'min sees all these blessings, then he should also be increasing in his gratefulness. And this further strengthens his faith and increases that, and also increases the righteousness in him. And this should be the way, this should be like that. When a mu'min in his faith and righteousness and his gratefulness, he increases in that, then Allah Almighty blesses all these, increases these blessings all the more for him. And his business is blessed. And also Allah Almighty goes on increasing his provision. And this treatment Allah Almighty does to those people who are well firmly established in faith, and they are trying to increase in their faith, in their level of faith. So this increase is not an accidental thing. As somebody has written that, it happened like that. It is not like that, but actually it is in accordance with the promise of Allah Almighty, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you are going to be grateful, then I am definitely going to increase, give you more. And for a non-believer, it can be said that according to the law of nature, Allah Almighty blessed his effort according to a general rule. But in case of a true believer, there is something more for that, and that is that because of the gratefulness to Allah Almighty and because of righteousness and increasing in their faith, if on top of that they put in their effort, then the result is many, many more fold. And it does not depend on their efforts. Rather, Allah Almighty, if there is any shortcoming in his effort and endeavor, that out of his blessing, he makes up this deficiency and also grants him more and fulfills that deficiency by his grace. Rather, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said that if he has firm faith in Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty is Razzaq, is the provider. His promise is that those who are righteous people, then Allah Almighty is responsible for all these people and for all their needs. So this is the treatment of Allah Almighty, who has the attribute of Razzaq, that even if they work a little bit, but Allah Almighty blesses that. And sometime in order to tell those people who are non-believers, that Allah, and also to establish the identity and the uniqueness of the believer, Allah Almighty makes it in a short effort of a believer, he blesses that. Huzur says, personally I have the experience of that, and many Ahmadis write to me that our crop, this is generally more than our neighboring farmer. And many a time they ask that, what extra thing have you done, that why your crop is better than mine? So then the writers, they always say that we reply to them that that whatever 1/10 or 1/16 that we have promised to pay for the sake of Allah, that is something extra on top of your efforts. And because of that, Allah Almighty has blessed us. Allah Almighty rather says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. That is to say that whosoever becomes righteous and fearful of Allah, then Allah Almighty makes some way for him, and he will grant him the provision from such a way where he cannot even imagine. these miracles which happen, these are the extraordinary blessings of Allah Almighty which come. And for this, Allah Almighty has put a condition. If Allah Almighty has, if He wants to show this sift of Ar-Razaq, the provider, in an exceptional way, then the people should also do something extra. Allah Almighty gives the proof of His being friend. So therefore, the believer should also indicate the feeling of his being submissive to Allah Almighty. Although this submissiveness to Allah Almighty cannot be done utmost perfectly, but even if a person is going to submit to Allah Almighty throughout his lifetime, but still the full, it cannot be done as it deserves to be done. But the people should always be advancing to the paths of righteousness. What is righteousness? Explaining this point in one place, Hazrat Masih Maud says that there are various factors, various elements of taqwa in righteousness. This self-praise and avoiding from unpermissible gains is also one of those things. And this is the requirement of the believer, that he should abstain from these things, and only then he will be counted among those people who are actually treading on the path of righteousness, and for which Allah Almighty also then shows the signs of providing their needs from such ways about which a person is really feels very much surprised and wonders. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Explaining this point, Hazrat Masih Maud says that the minutest type of sin, if somebody out of the fear of Allah leaves that, then Allah Almighty will also help him. And this is mentioned because some people say that what should they do? We want to leave these sin, but there are certain problems that we cannot avoid that. So Allah Almighty gives a promise that He will protect him from all types of trials and difficulties. So with this reference, the reference which I have quoted from the Promised Messiah, I would like to admonish those people who are living in the Western countries and they get the social help, whatever the different names of this social help is there. This is the help being given to these people from the government. It is given to those people who are unemployed or those who are of low income, so that they can at least reach to that minimum standard which, according to the government, is a respectable standard of living, and that is good enough to meet the basic reasonable requirements of life. These Western governments, some of them, they give this help generously. And the government of Britain is also praiseworthy in this respect. They help the citizens to a great extent, but I have come to know that some people, those who have some petty business of their own, or they work somewhere which is not officially known or displayed, or they have their own cab business, but they also get the help from the state, from the government, or they have purchased a house and they also get the rent from the house. So all these things are too far away from the quality of righteousness. So if they are actually committing multiple sins in this way, and one is not disclosing their right income, they are actually avoiding the government taxes, and not only this is a stealing of that tax, but they are also eating and getting those taxes which other people pay in order to run the affairs of the government and to provide facilities to the people. And they are also telling lie at the same time, which in itself is equal to setting up partners with Allah. So the quality of righteousness is far away from these people. So if there are only a few among us, even then I would say that they are not only putting them away from God Almighty, taking them away from Allah Almighty, they are also bringing a bad name to the community, to the Jamaat. And the respect of the Jamaat in the government offices and the departments, they are, in a way, they are, by doing so, diminishing and decreasing that. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Waslam says that when a person leaves his trust in Allah Almighty, then the quality of atheism is there. The trust in Allah Almighty is only enjoyed by that person who believes that Allah Almighty can do everything for him. So these are the standards which we should try to achieve, which Allah Almighty has told us, and about which Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Waslam has admonished them time and again. Those people who give wrong information and then get a few pounds from the government, they are practically saying that our Razik is not Allah, but rather our cleverness is our provider, is our Razik. I also better explain this point here, that the government offices, they have already certain doubt about certain people, and these people are very cleverly try to encircle these people and tighten their grip. And at the moment, the government authorities, they have the understanding that the Ahmadis do not cheat. But if they get come to know of one example, so then those honest Ahmadis who only receive their right, they will also be affected. And as I said, that their trust in Jamaat will also be damaged. And I have told Amir Sahib that if you come to know of any such person, then they should immediately stop taking any contribution from such person. And by not receiving any contribution from these people, there is not going to be any effect on the Jamaat contributions. And even if some effect is there, but actually it is not anything for us. At least the wealth given by other people for the sake of Allah will become very pure. So although there are very few such people, but I would like to tell them that if you do not consider Allah Almighty to be your Razak, the provider, then Allah Almighty also, for the faith, does not require any help from you people. And then your case is with Allah in whatever way He may decide about that. In one hadith it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that Allah Almighty, the Exalted, has created you and He has provided all the things to you. So therefore you worship Him alone and do not set up any partner with Him. So if everyone truly understands this fact, that Allah Almighty is the provider and Allah Almighty has taken it upon Himself to provide, as I have mentioned in the last sermon, so then in true sense of the term, they would be mindful of the worship of Allah Almighty. So when they are mindful of the worship of Allah Almighty, they will be following the commands of Allah Almighty. And as a result of that, contentment will be there in our hearts. And when the contentment is there, then we will not be looking towards the provisions given to other people, and we will not look towards the wealth of other people. Then we will also not do any attempt to get anything through unfair means, such ways which are not permissible. Allah Almighty, Huzur says, this is my prayer. I pray that Allah Almighty may protect everyone from such greed. Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Waslam says that everyone should see that whether we have, that how far we have gone with the quality of righteousness and purity. And the standard of that is the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty has mentioned the qualities of the righteous people. This is one of the things that Allah Almighty delivers the people from unpleasant things of this world and takes care of all His requirements. And Allah Almighty does not make such a righteous person depending on such requirements which are unpleasant. For example, a shopkeeper may think that without falsehood he cannot do his business. So therefore he goes on telling lies, and he says that I am compelled to do so. But this thing, as a matter of fact, is totally untrue. So these people who make a false statement to the government and they want to avoid the taxes and evade it, that is also an example like that. Through misstatements and wrong statements they get these things. If they bear a little bit of hardship, that should be done, no harm in it. In order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, they better do it Hazrat Musa Maud Aslatu Islam says that do not consider that Allah Almighty is weak. He is almighty. When you depend upon Him for something, then He will definitely come for your help. Allah Almighty enable us to show this entire total dependence upon Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty, He is so gracious to His servants that in order to continues to remind them that you take all these things, that your provision will be pure, and also it will go on increasing. In one place Allah Almighty says, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُزَفُونَ. And that means that whatever you give by way of zakat to get the blessings of Allah Almighty, so then remember that these are the people who are actually increasing their wealth. So this is the right way of blessing your own wealth, that you spend in the way of Allah, and you spend it according to your ability. As a result of that, you will get contentment, and also you will set up your priorities right. And instead of your personal desires, you will be more reminded towards the requirements of the religion. And if somebody says that whatever I earn, I will give my contribution accordingly, then what is the difference? If what difference does it make? If he says that because of my own cleverness, if I get something more from the government, and accordingly I pay my contribution on that. So if somebody considers it right, then he may say that it doesn't make a difference. So one should remember that such wealth and such contribution is not required by Allah Almighty. If you want to spend in my way, then you spend out of that which is pure. Allah Almighty says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum. That, O believers, whatever you have earned, whatever is the pure wealth, out of that you spend in my way. It doesn't mean that illegal earnings and impure earning that you have, you spend out of that. It doesn't mean that. You have to do the pure earning, and out of that you have to spend for the sake of Allah. The money which is acquired through illegal means, how can it be pure? So therefore, if there is anybody, because of any misunderstanding, is having this benefit unlawfully, one should abstain from that. And Allah Almighty, the sacrifice for Allah should be made from pure wealth, pure earning. And then He gives the guarantee that that contribution will be full of blessings, and that will increase the wealth of that person. In one place Allah Almighty says that 700 times more is given back to that person, or even more. But the requirement is that the earning must be very pure. So everybody should remember it very well, that when Allah Almighty says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, that whatever we have given to them, provided them, they spend out of that. So Allah Almighty does not give through illegal means. Allah Almighty gives the wealth through lawful means. And this is the quality of the righteous people mentioned here, that their earning is pure. And out of that pure earning, they spend in the way of Allah Almighty. The earning is done by the thieves, by the robbers, and those who receive the bribery. All these people, they get some money. And there are so many other ways of illegal earning. And people, all these people there, can they say in any way that this wealth has been given to us by Allah Almighty? Allah Almighty, whatever He command, gives the command to Allah Almighty that you always fulfill the requirement of justice and honesty, then can He justify that income which is by usurping the rights of other people? Certainly it can't be. Although in Pakistan or in some other countries, people earn the income through illegal means, and then they say this is a blessing from Allah, this is given by Allah. So this filthy earning and impure earning is not from Allah. Actually, it is through Satan that they have earned it. And And in Pakistan, the big businessmen and the rich people, those who earn in this illegal ways, then they say with all the audacity that they also sometime write on the front of their houses, Hazam and Fazl Rabbi, that this is because of the blessings of Allah. God forbid, this is very bad that they earn the income through illegal means and then attribute it to God. So any wealth which is earned through illegal means, whether it is big or small, it cannot be called a pure earning. And that's something which is not pure. It is not the wealth from Allah Almighty. And it is neither acceptable by Allah Almighty. So every Ahmadi should remember this point very well, that his earning must be pure. And if he wants to increase in his wealth, then he should be spending out of his pure earning, and then he would see how Allah Almighty blesses that. I also want to explain one more point. Some people write to me that we have given our budget according to our expected income, and because of some problems in the business, we did not get enough the money according to that one, up to that level. So those people, they can analyze their own situation, and considering the quality of righteousness, they can revise their own budget. But the condition is righteousness, piety. Allah Almighty has permitted that. In one place, Allah Almighty says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلِ اللَّفْ. That these people, they come to you and ask, what should they spend? Tell them that whatever does not put you to unnecessary difficulty, if you have the piety in your heart, and you also have an eye on this statement of Allah Almighty, that whatever you spend in the way of Allah, I am going to give him more, that a believer would always try to do that he should be spending more and more in the way of Allah, so that he should become more recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty. By the grace of Allah, in Jamaat there are so many people who put hardship upon themselves, but they do not give less in the way of Allah. So this contribution is also an indication of the condition of one's faith and one's dependence on Allah Almighty. These people, they know it fully well, that in this way Allah Almighty is going to bless their income and their wealth, and also give them grant them his pleasure. And there is a prayer of Allah Almighty which he used to say, and particularly in this age this prayer has become very important. In one hadith it is mentioned, Hazrat Umm Salma says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he offered his morning prayer, so after the salam he used to say, Allahumma inni asaluka ilman nafian wa rizqan tayyiban wa amalan wa mutakabbalan. That, O my Allah, I seek such knowledge which is useful, and that provision which is pure, and such actions which are worthy of acceptance. I ask for these and I beseech these things from you. So this is a very good prayer, and we should pay special attention to this one. In my last sermon, I mentioned that the provision is also used in the meaning of share, or a portion of that. That part could be good or bad. So with this reference, I would like to say something. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, وَتَجَلُونَ رِزْكَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ. That you get your earnings because of the fact that you deny and you reject. This verse is from Surah Al-Waqiah, and this is that chapter in which the first part and the first phase of Islam and the last phase of Islam both are mentioned there, and there are good people mentioned there and also the bad people. And in this verse which I have recited, it is mentioned of those people who are very unfortunate, that they are from among those unfortunate people, those who get their earning because of their disbelief. And they are so much stooped low in their faith that they do not have any fear of Allah in their hearts. Rather, they are afraid of the world. They are actually have gone into the lap of Satan. And there are some people, so because of the, some people, they do not accept the truth because of the fear of poverty. And there are some people who consider themselves scholars and those who have got the pulpits in the mosque. So these people do not accept the truth because of these positions that they enjoy, and through this they are plundering the wealth of the masses. They would be deprived of that. So similarly the politicians and the mullahs, so because of their filthy earning, they are actually depriving themselves from this spiritual provision which Allah Almighty has provided to the people in this age. And as because of their doings, they have become like worms of this world. Then they do not have this share of acceptance of the truth. Now their share is only to deny the truth. So much so that the last moment of their life will come, and then their matter will be entirely in the hand of Allah. Today we see that in those countries where Ahmadiyyat is being opposed, the politicians and the mullah, they are joining hands together and they are working together against Ahmadiyyat. And at the completion of 100 years of Khilafat, the fire of jealousy and enmity has been kindled in their hearts. And they are thinking that this filthy provision and income source of income may not go out of their hand. Because the politicians are saying they do not have any interest in religion. They think they are simply interested in their politics and their power. And they say that if they did not believe what the mullahs say and we did not oppose Ahmadiyyat, then our number of votes may decrease. They do not have any concern with this thing that they have to serve the cause of the country. Their only objective is that if we do not oppose Ahmadiyyat, then they would not be able to have their power and the wealth which they are earning illegally. And that impure and filthy provision which is based on falsehood, that would be taken away from their hearts, from their hands. And mullahs, as I said, they are only afraid of the thing that the means of their provision will be blocked. In the name of their madrasas or the jamias, they are befooling the people and getting money from them, or sometimes they get money from the governments. All these means will be closed for them. So these are the people. Their earning and income is based in denial, and they are earning all these things because of this denial. And from whatever angle you look at that, their earning is entirely based on falsehood. And this is the bad provision. And because of that provision, they are not only rejecting the truth, but also they are advancing in their opposition of the truth. And because of that, they are getting this earning. And because of this, they get their wealth because of the denial and because of the truth, the falsehood. They are getting all this provision. So Allah Almighty says, then Allah Almighty will also feast them, give them the hot water to drink. Tasliyatu Jahim, that they would get into hell. So today, the opposition which is going on against Ahmadis in Pakistan and from Indonesia, the news are coming in both the places, the mullahs and the politicians, because they have joined hand together. It is because of that. And the people in general, they are simply befooling these people. They are being befooled that it is a matter of your honor for Islam. You get up and finish with the Ahmadis. And actually they are afraid of this thing, that this means of their provision and this plundering of wealth which they are doing it, that may not be stopped. So I would like to say to the Ahmadis that they should be very steadfast and very firm, and they should pray. They have accepted in the Messiah sent by Allah Almighty, and because of that you are very close to Allah Almighty. You are favorites of Allah, and Allah Almighty for his beloved people, He gives the glad tidings of such paradise which will be full of blessings of Allah Almighty. For the last 120 years these people have seen, they have done whatever they could do by way of opposing. And this is the same opposition that we have to face today. But their efforts and their desires have never been fulfilled, that they could do anything against the community. One dictator announced that I am going to put the begging bowl in their hands. So the end of that is quite evident. The whole world knows about that. But by the grace of Allah, the Jamaat Ahmadiyya individually and also collectively as a Jamaat, it is getting more and more expansion in their financial resources. And the other one tried to crush the community. And he wanted to cripple the community in every respect. And the end of that is also we have seen. And Jamaat is always has been progressing in so many ways, in so many directions. This Allah Almighty, who is Razik, the provider, He opened up more and more avenues of provision for the community. And Allah Almighty, in every respect, He has shown to us that He is the Razak in so many ways, and He has established this point very clear to us. As Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. That certainly it is Allah Almighty who is the best provider, who is the provider of everything, and He has got all the might. So we are the worshippers of that Allah, and we are always begging for provision from that Allah Almighty, and we have the fear of Allah Almighty. But these people of the world, they cannot stop our provision. They cannot shake our faith at all. Nor they can stop us from worshipping Allah Almighty. During the last few days, after 27th of May, in various cities in Pakistan, in Kotli, and Kotri, and near Hyderabad, and in Azad Kashmir, there is a Kotli, and there are certain cities in Pakistan. The opposition has started again in Pakistan, in Faisalabad. The students of Punjab Medical College, they have been expelled from the colleges. In the opinion of these people, the opponents of the Ahmadis, they actually started, they thought that they are going to stop the provisions. And they thought that these students, they will be very afraid, and perhaps they might say something foul against the promised Messiah. But they did not know about the religious condition of these Ahmadis. They thought that because of the fear, they would perhaps abandon Ahmadiyyat. In Kotri, there are people who are putting their houses on fire and encircling their houses, and they are terrifying the people. But these people think that we are the people who would get afraid, and we are perhaps going to sell our faith. They should understand it, that we are the believers of that Zulquwwatul Mateen, that is Almighty, that all-powerful. And He has got the power. And when He captures the enemies, then they are completely removed from the surface of the earth. And the Ahmadis should be firm and steadfast. And similarly, I say to the Ahmadis in Indonesia, and if they are putting some restriction on their tabligh, and certain other restrictions are also being imposed upon them, then although the ban fully is not imposed upon them, but through various means and ways, they are trying to create a situation which is almost equal to putting a ban. So these people, they should also pay more attention to the prayers to Allah Almighty. In the restrictions in Pakistan and the ordinances which they passed, were they able to stop the Ahmadiyyat from progress? By the grace of Allah, in the whole world we are having the rain of the blessings of Allah Almighty coming upon us. And inshallah, Allah Almighty, these restrictions which are imposed by the government of Indonesia in the Jamaat, they will inshallah grant the Jamaat more progress and more advancement. So pray that this time is not too far now, that the efforts of all these people are going to be turned upon these people. They will kick back upon these people. And the Ahmadis all over the world, and for the Indonesian Ahmadis and for the Pakistani Ahmadis, they should pray that Allah Almighty make the life easier for them and remove their problems and difficulties and difficult times. And at the end, I would also like to make a request for prayer at the end, that during this coming week, inshallah, I am embarking on a tour of America and Canada. There are annual jalsas, and also with reference to the centenary, the Jamaats have prepared quite a lot, and their desire was also very strong. They have been mentioning that in their letters. So it's all the direct meeting is definitely much better in order to bring about the reformation. And for America, it's my first journey, first time I'm going there. So may Allah bless this journey with all His help and assistance and make it full of blessings. And may Allah make this Jamaat very good and beneficial for the Jamaat. And also may Allah fulfill, enable us the objectives of all these purposes which I have in mind. And may Allah also enable these Ahmadis in these countries to move forward. And also the same thing should be throughout the Ahmadis all over the world. And in this new century, whatever promises we are making and the plans that we are making, may Allah infuse a new spirit in all Ahmadis. During the journey, if there is any difficulties during this journey, may Allah also remove those. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.